إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we close the chapter on a decade. We're opening a new one with a new series. These series are the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. There are so many proofs in the Quran and Sunnah that we're supposed to study and learn. And there is a reward. Among them, one hadith that is muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon between Bukhari and Muslim, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلَّهِ تِسْعَ وَتِسْعِينَ مِئَا إِلَّا وَحِدَةً إِسْمًا لِلَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula had 99 names. 100 except one. That those who learn it, the scholar says, مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا وَعَمِلَ بِمَدْلُولِهَا وَآمَنَ بِهَا. Meaning, know it, not just know it, understand it, and act according to what is the adjectives and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. What is the reward? إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Except that they will attain paradise. May Allah make us among them. Ameen. So let us start with this series with the intention that we want to learn about the glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, so we can walk the talk when we meet Him in the Jannah, in the way befitting His Majesty, we can see His face, inshallah. Ameen. With this, we start with Ar-Rahman. By the way, the scholars say the word Ar-Rahman is Ismullah Al-A'zam, the great name of Allah. And is Ijtihad. They do their best to get to the truth. And some of them actually say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And they say it is because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهِ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ. Says, ask Allah or ask Ar-Rahman. So they say, that is right with the taj. The crown of the 99 names is Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So right after that he says, Ismullah al-A'zam. The great name of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is Ar-Rahman. And some of the scholars differ. They say, then the glorious name of Allah, the great name of Allah, is according to the slave and the need of the slave and the servant themselves. For example, if you're poor, Ismullah al-A'zam indak al-ghani. That if you're poor, the great name of Allah for you is the self-sufficient, the one that grants you everything, al-ghani. If you're sick, the Ismullah al-A'zam indaka al-shafi. If you're sick, may Allah cure all the ill, ya Rab, ameen. He says, the one that grants the cure for illness, and so on and so forth. Wallahu a'lam, the scholars say it's ijtihad. But the name of Ar-Rahman has something very unique, very special. No one can take that attribute and accept Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. It's not befitting, nor is allowed, nor is permissible. La yajuz. So you can say, this person is kareem, generous. This person is whatever. You can grant any attribute without alif lam, the indefinite, not definite. But you cannot say a person is Rahman. You can't. It's only Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula had that for himself. And that is also the attribute that Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula couples it with his name in the hereafter. Al-mulk yawma idhul haq lil-rahman. The true sovereign of that kingdom of the Day of Judgment, where it's 50,000 years, where people will become and everyone will come to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula unclothed. There is no place to hide. Everything will be written. 99 files. The hellfire will come with 70,000 rains. Every rain is controlled by 70,000 angels. Everyone will run, flee, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula says, Al-mulk yawma'idhin al-haq. The truth of the kingdom, of the sovereign, the judgment on the judgment day is Ar-Rahman. He took the word Ar-Rahman, so you don't be afraid. Ar-Rahman, ala wazdu fu'lan. Some of the scholars say, Ar-Rahman majmul, aw a'am min ar-Rahim. Meaning, it is more general and encompasses more than the Rahim. Meaning, in this dunya, he has mercy upon those who believe in him and those who don't. For example, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala grants us sustenance, alhamdulillah. He grants us air. Things that we take for granted. And even those who don't believe in him, he still does not deprive him. The sun, for example, does not deprive him the air. Could you imagine? If you believe in me, I'll let you breathe. If you don't believe in me, that's it, you die. And those who believe in me, I will give you sustenance. I'll give you some money. I'll give you health, wealth, children, jobs, everything. And if you don't believe in me, none of that. No soul for you. Can you imagine that? No. That's why the scholar says, Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa jalla here gives for those who believe in him and those who don't believe in him. Now, understanding that fact, my brothers and sisters, we have to have rahmah amongst us in order for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have rahmah upon us on judgment day. يَرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Have mercy upon the people on earth. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula, the one in the heaven, will have mercy upon you. So you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took one word, Ar-Rahman, and he made from it, mushtaqqa, it is derived from Ar-Rahim. From that word, Ar-Rahman, he took the Rahim. You know what the Rahim is, my brothers and sisters? The womb. On judgment day, Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula says, Man wasalaki wasaltu, wa man qata'aki qata'tu. Those who reach the next of kin, the family, on top of the family is the mother and the father. On top. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach for you and have mercy upon you on judgment day. Wa man qata'aki. Those who cut off the next of kin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cut you off. Could you imagine being cut off? If you don't have Allah, what do you have? And if you have Allah on your side, what are you missing? That means if you have Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula, you don't need anybody else. No matter who they are, no matter how powerful they are, no matter how rich they are, no matter how famous they are. But if you don't Allah, you don't have Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula on your side, no one can help you, no matter how powerful they are, how rich they are, how famous they are. So that's your first homework today. And by the way, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laysa al-wasil." You know the one that reaches next of kin, the one that is good to you, because you are good to them. No. He says the one that reaches for next of kin, wasil al-rahim. You would think wasil rahim that you're good to your family. You know, your cousin Vinny and your whatever, because they give you samosa and biryani and fattoush and mashallah, kubani and all of that stuff. They're really good to you. You got to be good to them. No. The one that are bad to you and cut you off, you're good to them and you reach for them. That is what, according to the scholar, says this is wasil rahim. Wasil. The one that reaches for it when they cut you off. The one that gives when they deprive you. The one that are good to them when they're bad to you. So that is the most important lesson of this khutbah today. So a practical homework. Before you leave this masjid, if you can, we all have some gadgets like this.
And at least, if you don't have it before you leave the masjid, before you go to sleep tonight. If your mother is alive, you're gonna go kiss her hand and feet. That's the feet that got swollen carrying you. That's the hand that bathed you, fed you, clothed you, changed you, wiped the tears off, held you, raised you, and. We talked about it so many times. And you're gonna kiss on the forehead, as I always tell you, of your father. That's where the sweat poured. To put roof over your head, clothes on your back, and food on the table. So before you leave the masjid, that's what you're gonna do. If they're here, you do that before you leave the masjid. If they're not, you're gonna give them a call. And if they're alive, you're gonna visit them tonight or today, as soon as you can. And you're gonna do this for, according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, is this in every prayer, you're gonna give him a dua. What is the dua? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا قُلْ تَلْقِنِيَّ. Tell them, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi, my Lord, the one that grants, that gives, that takes away, Lord, the Lordship, ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, in dual tense. O Allah, have mercy upon them as they raise me as them. And if you don't have children, you will not understand this. But if you have children, you understand why Allah subhanahu wa jalla filah put his eggs in one basket. He says, oh Allah, have mercy upon them just for the simple fact that they raised me when I was young. You know why? Because they've seen your mother, seen death to give you birth. She's gone hungry to feed you. She's gone thirsty to quench your thirst. Devoted her life to raise you who you are today. And your father had worked part-time, full-time, double-time, overnight, all night, just to make sure you have a chance to learn, have a chance to be who you are today. You're a doctor, an engineer, a lawyer. Understand who put you through this by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala. Even though your parents, especially your father, when he came to this country, did not even know how to speak English. People made fun of them. They may not have even completed the university, but they want to give you the best chance you can be. So don't ever forget that. So every time, in every prayer, according to one opinion, you have to make dua for them in every prayer. He goes so strong on this, and if you don't, he says, do such and such. Do you believe it? That's how staunch he is on this opinion. So every prayer that you pray, make this dua, include it. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was young. أَقُلُوا قَوْلُ تَهَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, عجبا لأمة. The scholars say, I wonder about an ummah. How could it ever despair and has a Lord called Ar-Rahman? How could it ever despair when it has a Lord called At-Tawwab? How could it ever fear poor when they have a Lord called Al-Ghani? How could it ever be poor or afraid or cowardly when they have a Lord called Al-Qahhar? How could they ever go astray when they have a Lord called Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Fard, Al-Samad? How could you ever feel alone when Allah subhanahu wa jalla is with you all the time? So Allah subhanahu wa jalla gives you the names in order for you to what? Du'u biha. Lillahi al-asma'u al-husna. Fad'u biha. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila has the glorious names of Allah. So he's asking you to make what? Make dua. Make dua. Ask, link. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma aslih lana shu'una kullaha wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfat 'ayn. Dua, dua ya shaykh, all the time. But you have to do that, what the scholars say. It is linked between the salatu wa salam ala rasulullah. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah. And say whatever it is that you need. And the scholars say, use from the attributes of Allah, the glorious names of Allah, what you need. So we said, if you're sick, say Ya Shafi. If you're faqir, say Ya Ghani. And so on and so forth. Whatever it is, you use the attributes of Allah for what you need at the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that. Fad'u, fad'u, fa'at ta'qib and a fi'l amr. It's a command verb. So the scholar says, in learning the attributes of Allah, there are so many benefits. First of all, attaining Jannah, paradise. That has to be on top. The second, gives us a strong aqidah, strength and belief, and the system that we follow. Why? Because other ways of life, they attributed what? Ghulli al-jinn, al-faqr, al-ta'ab, lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, other ways of life, other religions, they said Allah faqir. Do you believe this? They actually said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not what Muslims believe in. Other ways of life, other religions says Allah is faqir. Allah is poor. Haja. A'udhu billah. Yeah, he's self-sufficient. He doesn't need us. But they said that. He says, yeah, he gets tired. He slumbers. He has a son. He has a, and so on and so forth. They attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala things that will take you out of paradise, period. So it's important for us to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His glorious names and the attributes of Allah. So there are three divisions. We're not going to go too deep into it, but we're going to stick to the asma for now. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat. The monotheism of the Godhood and the monotheism of the Lordship and the monotheism of that divine decree, the attributes of Allah, the glorious names of Allah. What does that mean? Well, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and Rububiyyah is, in a nutshell, when you hear the word Ilah, is Ma'bud. The one that is deserving to be worshipped. La Ma'bud bihaq illallah. This Ilah is the one that is only deserving to be worshipped. Al-Rububiyyah is the one that gives you. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So because He gives us life, sustenance, health, wealth, everything that we're about, so Tawheed al-Rububiyyah yasuquka ila Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That's what the scholar says. The scholar says, if you understand Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Lordship, knowing that He's the one that gave me life, He's the one that can take my life, He's the one that gave me the wife, the husband, the children, the job, the health, the wealth, the intellect, everything that I'm about is Rabb, Lord. So how could I worship anybody else other than Allah? So if you understand Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, it can only drive you to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Since He's the one that gives you everything and take away from everything, how could you worship anybody else? So He has the Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. You know, al-Asma al-Sifat to understand. And there are three sections. We're not going to go too deep into it, inshallah. It's a whole course. But we're going to take one at a time, understand it, and act accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, allam al-Qur'an. خلق الإنسان. We touched upon this before. But the scholars say, when you say Ar-Rahman, the general, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon everyone. He says, علم القرآن, taught the Quran. Then خلق الإنسان, created the human being. And the scholar says, it's not, it's tartibi, not zamani. Meaning, if it's zamani, if it's coming to that timeline, it will not make sense to us. But it's on a priority basis. How could he be teaching the Quran before خلق الإنسان? Before he created the human being. So it says it's important for us to understand that the most important thing for the human being, for Ar-Rahman, that you will be taught the Quran. So he put it ahead of your creation because of yet with you, without a Quran, there is no reason for you. There is no price. You are absolutely no meaning, meaningless. Is that no value? For a human being that is created that has no Quran in their life. So he put that methodology, the path for you, which is the Quran, then he created you. And why? Because he's the Rahman. Why else? Because he sent you Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the proof? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He sent you Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Books have been written about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we talk about that, it's in the whole series. Now understand that even non-Muslims have written books telling there is no other human being can even match or come close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't believe in him because of what they say about him. La wallahi. It's nice. We will take it and we're grateful. Thank you. But we believe because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because I have mercy upon you, I sent you the best of creation. His Ar-Rahman is the one that taught you the Quran, that he's going to send you somebody to teach you the Quran. And the best way, the walking Quran, according to Aisha, is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except to be mercy of the whole creation. Not just human beings, no. Ins, jinn, jamaat, everything, hayawan. He had mercy on that animals like he had mercy on the wood, like the trunk of a tree that he had on. He stood up to give the khutbah. And when start the aneen, he heard a little bit of a slumber in it. He heard a noise. He took it with him. He had mercy upon everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, another rahmah, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًا غَيْضَ الْقَلْبَ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It's only by the mercy of Allah that you were lenient, gentle, kind-hearted. You were not harsh-hearted. If it were, and they would have forsook you, then they fled away. So another lesson learned. The second lesson now is I want you to have mercy upon the people around you, especially your wife. Because هم عوان عندكم رفقا بالقوارير, gentle with the vessels, brothers. قرورة يا شيخ. You know what that means? They're sensitive. They shatter. So be careful what you say. They're more emotionally based. You're physically based. You're harsh. You gotta go to work and deal with these Bob, Tom, and whatever it is that they, you know, you're not gonna go home and whatever it is that you complain about the job and cry over it. No, they will. Yes, they cannot express their feelings to you. أَفَمَنْ نُشْتِيَ بِالْحِيَّةِ بِالْخِصَامِ هُوَ فِالْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were raised in hilya. They were raised to dormant, to beautify themselves. They had the doll, they had the makeup. But remember when they used to steal the, don't do it, it's haram. Make the makeup from their mother and put on whatever it is. Hilya, that's how they were raised as young children, young daughters. وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينٍ. Yeah? You know when they come and they want to do a quarrel with you, what's their defense like? That's how they defend themselves. So that's why Allah have rahmah, ya Shaykh. Rahmah. Mercy. That's why the scholar says, mawadda wa rahmah. The pillars of marriage. We always say this. Yeah? Mawadda is love and compassion. Beginning of your relationship. Rahmah is in the end of your relationship when you get old together. When you get on each other's nerves, you have to have rahmah. And some of the scholars said the mawadda from the sister and the rahmah from your brothers. So here's another homework. I say this in weddings all the time. Brothers, from now on, gonna help your wife in house chores. You know, every time I do a wedding, I ask the sisters to raise their hand who their husband is helping them in house chores. Very few sisters raise their hands. Why, Sheikh? It's a sunnah. Did you not know that? The hadith says, كَانَ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِهِ Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to help in house chores. So, I know, you may not like this poor slave of Allah after this khutbah, but that's okay. Because I want to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I walk in his footsteps. Okay? So I already told you, you have to be good to your parents. Number one on your list. But especially for your brothers, you have to be good to your sisters. Wallahi, I'm not getting brownie points. I get more complaints from the sisters than the brothers. It's a given. I accept. I'll take it. But I'm telling you to walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah, not because of anything else. What else? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he do? He says, he take that, kun khayra akhir. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha saw her in that difficulties, what did he do? When she followed Ibn Baqi', it's a long story. When he asked her a question, why don't you trust me? She changed the subject. So what do I say if I go to the cemetery? He didn't say, I know your tricks. Don't change the subject, answer the question. He didn't do that. He says, if you go to the cemetery, you say 1, 2, 3. You'll give your. And the third thing I'm going to ask you, Luke, is don't ever stop dating your wife. What I mean by that, brothers, is when you first got married, remember what you did? You looked good, you smelled good, you took showers, you gave him flowers, chocolate, and wrote poems. But after you get married, what happened, man? Khalas, I'm off the market here, I never have to impress anybody. Wallahi, I'm here to tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Whatever you ask your wife to do, you have to give before you take, and lead by example in order for you to be followed. The last thing I'm going to do is to tell you how Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put it all together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man that he had 10 children. And he said, I have not kissed any of them. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Al-Hasan al-Husayn, he said, are you kissing your children? He says, yes, I have 10 children. I haven't kissed any of them yet. He says, what do I do? If نزع الله الرحمة من قلبك, what? How can I help you? Allah didn't say. He said, remove. No. He says نزع. You know what that means? Snatched mercy from your heart. So three things. Number one, your parents, you have to have rahmah upon them, and the du'a. Number two, especially your wife. You have to have rahmah upon her like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Number three, your children. So the mission stick is, if your children, when you open the door, run away from you, you have no mercy. But if the children run to you, you have mercy. And if they do, you have to bring him back. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss Aisha on her forehead. Every time she saw her, and he gave her his own place to sit. That's why she cried when he was dying. You know why? Because he couldn't get up. He knew he was serious. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that to bestow rahmah in our hearts and upon us, so he has rahmah upon us on judgment day. Ameen. Wa qadawa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi. Ya Rabbana kalhamdulika wa jilali wa jibadim wa sultanim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad fi al-awalina wa al-akhirin wa al-amdin. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa a'izzal muslimin. Wa alim bi fadlik bi kalimatay al-haqq wa al-din. Wa adilla al-shirk wa al-mushrikeen. A'da'ak a'da' al-din. Awqa al-kafirina fi al-kafirin. Awqa al-zalimina fi al-zalimin. Wa akhrijna min bayni al-zalimin. Allahumma ahfadna bil islam qa'imin. Wa ahfadna bil islam qa'idin. Wa ahfadna bil islam raqidin. Wa la tushmit bina al-a'da' wa al-hasidin. Allahumma ahfadna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina. وعن شمائلنا وفوقنا ونعوذ بعظمة النكتالة من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صار فمن الرحمن وإن كان فيه من خضر من الزيان فمني من الشيطان والله ورسوله من البراء وأعوذ بالله ذكركم بي وأنساه وأقم الصلاة.